I am so happy that you're back for another week of this podcast. There are a bit of issues with the audio at the beginning, but that is all. Just stay with me. It gets better with time. Thank you. Guys, welcome to another episode of the Music to My Ears podcast. Today we're going to be talking about masculinity. I have guests. They'll introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'll be a presenter today, guest, and all that.
My name is Alan. I'm your guest for today also. Yeah.
Hey, my name is Meshak Mu. I'll be with you guys today.
Yeah, so the guys are mad excited to be here. But,
sure.
Mwaza na banta. Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about masculinity since we do not have a lot of time. So, what is your first example of masculinity? Like, who did you first see and then you thought, this is how a man should be, should look like?
For me, masculinity is how a man depicts himself. You know,
Yeah, like how was your first example?
So, for me, I would say someone like The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Mm-hmm. For me, the first example I ever thought of masculinity when it came to masculinity was my father.
Yeah.
That was the man, like, for most kids, the first interaction with masculinity is the father. So it has to be my father. Like, when you're young, this is how a man should behave, this is how a man should act. And obviously, as I've grown up, I've come out of this, but that was the first interaction with masculinity.
Mesh?
Yeah, Frank. Frankly, I'd say, thinking about it, first moment I felt that I'm now getting to understand, I'ma connect the definition of masculinity to a figure in my life. Yeah, it was my dad, because there are things these people do, you maybe don't get to get it somehow, but eventually, through all that, he still chooses family, he still chooses kids, and the best for us. So yeah, my dad.
Well, if you have mad good examples of masculinity, I don't know. I wouldn't say I had. I think the first idea I had of masculinity ilikuwa commercial. Ilikuwa movies, of course. Yeah, Cindy. Yeah, it was Cindy. Na Machine Gun, Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know, the usual.
In flani predator while hawaoni hiyo kitu but so all they can do like wanachukua like ma machine gun na spray tu kwa msitu, so camera ilikuwa inalenga kwa biceps zao. Sasa bicep inatetemeka akishoot ki machine gun. Na pia the same movie kuna venye Schwarzenegger na huyu jamaa black anaitwa Carl Weathers, this black guy, wanaenda wanasalimiana hivi alafu sasa nikawa wanaanza wanashake like unao mikono. His hands were bigger than my head. So, that's masculinity. Like, old-fashioned, I'm a cowboy. Kina Clint Eastwood. Chuck Norris. How could I forget Chuck Norris? Yes.
As that view.
I need to watch Chuck Norris do his thing. It's impossible as hell. There's this time, I'm a woman, a scorpion. Oh, Gariake's dream, Arabica. So he's like stuck in the jungle. Now there's these people he was saving. But Lazima, Arudi, Apate, like rescue na nini. I'm like, gosh, I'm a kid, but yeah, this is extra. This is something else. Yeah.
But this is what men should be. Has your view changed over time?
Of masculinity?
Yeah.
I think with time, you realize that being a man is based more on the successes you have. Yeah. like here in my home, sisi ni Wakale. So Wakale, traditions of Wakale during circumcision.
Yeah.
The mkitoka hapo unaitwa murenik. Murenik means a man now. A man. You can now go out there. Unajua zamani they could be warriors and everything.
Yeah.
So these days, like what my grandfather tells me, these days the murenik of these days is education. The murenik of these days is big businesses.
Mm.
The murenik of these days is power, having, you know, power and everything.
Mm.
So I feel like my perspective has changed from being like a mse mguvu, mse unaweza piga kila mse class, mse unaweza fanya all that physical stuff, more into mse unaweza own businesses, uko na A's in your studies, uko na, you know, when is something, and I can identify you as someone in the society and someone who is big, not a person who has a problem.
In hiyo ni umetumia example, umetumia sindio? I have learned, as men, do we have positive examples in the society? Like, people who are going to go out of their way to be examples, not examples we have because you're an older person.
Okay.
Ni kama alikuwa anajitolea to spend the time in a way that nurtures you as a person. Did you have like an uncle mwenye alikuwa I would go out of the way because bro, hizi ndio venye vitu zinafanywa.
Oddly, I'll say imagine, no? Apana. Because this is a bit personal, but I got myself in a family where things are like one to experience and like one to give a try, you know? Like, you know, when you're growing up, ni kama you are literally a product of your environment. So progressively, it was just what I could access. Like the music I'd hear, the centers I'd be at because it's a service, it's a church function, it's another, you know.
Yes.
So eventually, I like get to like experience all this and identify to some other aspect than what I was like founded in. And it's all new. I have questions. There are things I'm not sure, but you know, utauliza nani.
Yes.
And you have your boys and your bros who you come to like get to know with, but eventually you're like, there's this figure, you need this rock to like pivot to.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, I'll say I haven't had such a person yet. So, yeah.
For me, let me be honest, I don't. Sijui kani na niko nayo. Jo, some things, ninaona like. Iko mtu anaweza fit in hapo. But sometimes naona like apana, so yeah, obviously, by the way, you are a product of the environment you grew up in. You know, kweli, like 100% the music, kila kitu, like you ndio inakushape. Alafu pia ukiwa na maswali, you know, nina realize that the men around me ni the stereotypical African man, like unauliza swali we ni nani, like unaongelesha nani hivyo?
You does you are a smarter way to do something effective. Hizi ni vitu za hizi
wewe chini kuonyesha ni wale wenye wataona gari mzee aipie kofi pa sasa hii ndio chuma. That's the kind of men I grew up
with.
Yeah. Squeeze ni plastic, kitambo ni chuma. So na tena the friends, like the boys I grew up with, yes, to some extent, but to some extent, no. Because you can't expect people like ata wakusaidina pia them, they're going through almost the exact same thing. Like ata wanaichi discover, so you can't expect like, yo, nikusaidia. Like nikusaidia, na ata mwenyewe anaichi try, like ana experiment, he hasn't gone through these things. And they, exactly. And
so your parents are... Oh, you were talking about your peers, Cindy.
The older generation is not built for intimacy. Like, it's not built for talking these for things. None of that stuff.
The entirety of a human being, when I believe in systems and Zico already.
Missy G. He's as a star. This is Meshach's perspective on the older generation. Yeah, specifically the older generation. Jew, take an example. This is what, let's say for example, most of my peers, we are campus students, right? Sindio, to med school, to now pull through a day at a time, sindio. And at the same time, there are other avenues of life. How are you? Because you have a social life. Some are dating, when you want to date hapa. you have your girlfriend there na kuna vitu zenye zina happen kwa relationship, wengine wako streets mambo inafanyika huko, and you get yourself in some shitty situation, you mess your finances na nini, but yeah, pero wako like unatumia je 200 siku ishe naje. It makes sense. Yeah, daf when you student unaamka unakula breakfast ya shilingi 30, like vitu kai hizo, from finances to every other thing. Ati mom niko na mental health issues. No, I told my mom this one day, like mom, I'm not okay. Anauliza nini mbaya, ni msana, because yes, anajaribu ku engage but are you sure? Mimi hiyo time nimechoma forex, watu wamejaribu forex, mnajua hiyo kitu inaweza kupiga kiboko vizuri. So mimi nimetii, and then I can't even engage vizuri jua kwa like hizi ni nini. So I'm like there stuck, and that's my mom, she's my friend and everything. So the older generation, kuna some people look and say this, others are lucky unapata, yeah, you can have a friend, a fully friend in your parent and your mom, your dad, your uncles, even your aunts, wako like they're there.
That story is Cindy. At the end of the day, Cindy, it's like with also with talking about masculinity, there's the aspect of what a man should be, Cindy. There's what a man has been, and there's a demand that is coming, because men should be more emotional, all these things, Cindy. Are these demands taking away from men more? Is it not making it easy for men to be sasa juu kwa api? Unaelewa, like yeah, a chick is going to want an emotional man, Cindy.
Yeah.
You are as a man, you're used to being nyangao. Yes.
So me, I will say, right now there's a lot of societal pressures on the boy child. It's like nobody's seeing them, but there are a lot of societal pressures on the boy child. Zamani, a man is known to be the strong one. Ule mwenye atenda aunt, bring back home food.
Yeah.
In the modern world, I think there's some values you should take from them, because as a man, right now, also you're a provider. No? And also these days, apart to siseme tu ati we are wanted to be emotional. Wanaume wamekuwa chani seme mbwak ni we've been fake. Because now you see there are a lot of single mothers, this type of thing. So, yes, kuna aspect of us losing our values and everything, unacheki.
Yeah.
And then for the emotional part, sure is these days, I don't know. It's not like how our mothers are, unajua. Like our mothers, they could take our fathers for who they were, yeah. Sure is these days they want, yeah, this close intimacy things, which were not possible in the old days, huh? So it's like sasa sai you are wanted to be like this, and then shuri these days wamekuwa so sema ngumu wagumu, let me just say like they've been so unacheck, and then they are influencing each other and everything, but anyway see at you kwe hard skin like crocodile skin, but there's some aspects of emotional nini that you have,
and that is not available to you as
because from our fathers. I feel like newer to, for if your fathers are close to you, let me say, there are some who are really emotional when you're takuja wambia, I love you as a family and I want this and this for you and this. But for my grandfather, some words can never come out of his mouth. He will just show love through providence. He knows love, to me, love is providence.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to show you love kama sikuletei food, una checking. For them is providence.
Mm.
For us, tunajua like generation tunataka tuambie, oh I love you, twende tukule chips, let's go to KFC, let's go pizza.
Yeah.
So in the old days, love was shown through providence. Right now you want people to express it through speaking and everything. That's according to me. I feel like these days expressing yourself, expressing the love you have for your family as a man has changed as it, like, kama venye likuanga zamani, you understand?
I think since we are coming to one, we'll have to continue this conversation on another day.
Yeah,
so we'll just have this for now. Okay. And then, yeah, we'll continue this
conversation. No problem.
So
another banger.
Oh, we are back.
with another banger.
Imanza. Oh, so yeah, we are back. Where are we?
We were talking about any changes in what masculinity should be.
Yeah, over the years.
Over the years.
Yeah.
Make sure you need mic at least.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah,
good. So, Imanza.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I finished my point, so...
Oh, wow. Okay. I think I had a very different view of
masculinity.
I had a very different view of masculinity as a child and now, to be honest. I think as I've grown up, as a child, unajua ni ile baba yako akwambia ukichapa usilie, usifanye hivi. Like, unajua saa zingine vile ulikuwa like mtoto unakuwa so emotional, unalilia. So, kuna hizo tu vitu tu ulikuwa unaambia yangu. And the more
like,
I've grown...
Wait, like this, there's that point, Cindy. Like, did someone sit you down? Because I did not get that from my parents. Mm. Like, it was everyone else. Mm. I don't think my dad ever told me, "Mwanaume strike kuna ukilia." Do you understand? It was hinted. It was like...
Yeah, it wasn't at the outright, but still, there were those hints. Mwanaume, like, mituka hizo. Or the old times, yenye unaambiwa, like, msichana, like, ukikuwa number two, badala ya number one, alafu number one akuwe dim, ustahili kushindwa na msichana. Mituka hizo. Those old types, like... But now, the older I've grown, I realize the world itself is very confused on how a man should be as well. Even the whole world as general. Masculinity has become so broad in a way that no one can actually describe what masculinity
is.
But personally, I think the one thing I would narrow it down greatly is responsibility.
Yeah,
I think... Well, responsibility is a human trait, but masculinity should be defined as responsibility. Like Alan Alkome Sema, by the way, like there are a lot of single moms, lack of responsibility. Men do not take up accountability. And I believe personally that responsibility and accountability are the defining traits of a man. Like, as men, we mess up. Like, you see, you're given.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a true man to stand up and say, hey, I messed up and I must... take responsibility for my actions regardless of how fucked up they may be.
Yeah, in a way that has been lacking.
So that has genuinely been lacking.
Yes, we want to run the narrative of men do not have the same things as women, but we also do not want to be accountable for the places where we are wrong. That is a problem I also find with women, because is a feminist, we do not get to call them out. Like, you do not point out something because it will be now like you're hating against the whole movement without Cindy. And the other thing is, what is an aspect of masculinity that you enjoy?
We're on top of women.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'd say the most kwa nume ni fan star danganya. You know how I'll just say it as it is, Indio. Like, call a spade a spade, and a
spoon. That is why we're here.
And a spoon a spoon. Mm. So as a man, you have this thing with the universe. Nikama, you'll wake up today. Uta mess up. Yeah. Uta mess up. You mess up with your studies. You mess up with finances and shit. And then eventually you realize that time inaenda to your advantage. Like, you get the lessons. You, like, open your eyes and realize this is how I need to do it. And eventually we are put in a place where if you, like, take it upon yourself as a man, you can be able to change what people say your destiny. Like, this is meant for you because of the setup you had as your family. But as a man, you have the power to create. Nikama, misijui, like, connection yetu adina sa God ni more closer than the Shuris. I'm sorry, I've gone back to the Bible, but I'm just trying to pick it as it is. No. So yeah, you have this ability to create as a man. So speaking to the men, yeah, if you take it upon yourself and look at it hivyo, you can change a lot. You can literally redefine a lot.
So yeah, there's the aspect. If I'm getting you wrong,
yeah,
kuna an aspect of, even if I get to figure my shit out at 40, I still have time to make
still
it.
Have time, bro. I'd feel so. Like, yeah, you still have time. Imagine you still have time.
That is a very nice point. You know, you never see life with evil.
And I've not used it comparatively. I've not used it comparatively to the show.
Everyone else gets their own time whenever you figure out life. You can do it too.
Yeah. You can do it too. But thinking about it as a man, you have time.
Yeah. Mm. Doesn't that feel like a privilege? Like, yeah. Here you
come. What can be the definition of a privilege?
Like an advantage in Nikolai over Mtuna. Uh-huh. I do not have to pay. So it's a privilege men have. Yeah, that is something fine. Women, what do you enjoy about masculinity? What aspect of masculinity do you enjoy, Mark?
But Alan wasn't specific na being on top of women, like literally on bed.
No. I feel like. Honestly. Let's call a spade a spade. Why are you calling a spoon a spade?
Why?
Just say you know you're on top of women. You know the by everything. You see everything, even in physiology, anatomy, these muscles, the amount of water in the body. I know what the women have. Everything men have more of these things. Okay. In real life, I feel like men, we have a lot of things we can do. Freedom. Because we have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Sad to say. We have a lot of time at our disposal.
Yeah.
You find women have limited time. Sorry to say. Mm-hmm. By like a given amount of time, women... I don't know. System value, but value yao inashukanga with time. So for women, they really don't have space to have a lot of mistakes and everything. That's why women are so careful with whatever they do. The men they choose, everything they do, they're so careful because the amount of mistakes women should make should be few because, you know, time. Men, we have a lot of time. Unasikia, at 60, you're still looking fresh. She still can come for his campus, whatever, and you know, do your thing. So anyway, but okay, what also I enjoy about masculinity is, dealing with men is actually way fun, better. If you find most of the shorties, they'll tell you, having a boy crowd is better than having a girl crowd. Yeah. You know? Dealing with men is
but let's stay with the when we have a convo with men, women will have that. But when you are men, let's focus on men.
Okay. But you get the point.
Yes, yeah.
Men are the best.
If this could be convo about my head.
Well, I believe I don't know. I've always found that men have genuine camaraderie. Like unaona ile tu friendships with no, like, genuine friendship, just genuine love. I hope one day, like, I noticed this. Ukienda bar futa ikikuwa, hapo ndio unajuanga people. Like, hapo, there is that love. Genuine love. Game two, team yako you win. I mean, hapo uta nice.
You know, I don't think it's even in football, because I've sat next to random men kwa matatu. Sendio, mnaanza tu convo.
Like
I love how men naweza nini convo na mtu nimalize without knowing their name.
I believe
we'll talk about nothing.
There's one thing I value like with men, it's simplicity. Yes. For real, there's one thing. Like I don't have complications. The one thing I enjoy about masculinity is simplicity.
But we don't have to lay it on
anything. I know. Just simple.
Kwa Mark.
Yes.
Mark rather. Hey. Unafanya nini watoko kwa maji? Unatoka on the sweat. Unaanza kuuliza, "Oh guys, mimi say these streets are Nairobi." Conversation just
evil. Now, you're like,
I know it's simple, masculinity is simple. Whether, like, personally, mimi najua I like going for walks at any time, like at usiku ama nini. I do, and sometimes I do even if nakata zangu, but I know I do. So, mi natoka tu na naenda. I don't have to think twice about it. Yeah, like, ina depend nikiwa na nilikuwa simu mbili so
sikia venye ha
like
usimwambie sasa penye usitumie
for real simu nilikuwa simu mbili ndo moja sasa hizi huku but nilikuwa natoka tu na hiyo simu mzee nyata in case the one thing I have to worry about labda ni mugging but nothing else and I just go for a walk. If I want to go somewhere, I just go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to think about it so much. I don't think women have that
privilege.
I can call it
yeah.
a privilege. That's a privilege.
Yeah, that's a privilege you men have.
Women
yeah.
don't have that privilege, yeah. And as a
especially in this country,
time,
yeah, at any time, minute when you can be here.
They don't have that.
We are trying to get from that point, but eventually, mm. they are not.
They are not. They don't.
Yeah, at the end of
yeah.
the day.
As sad as, like, it's not, okay, and as I say, it's not okay, but it's not okay. It's not okay. But they don't have the privileges of yet. They don't.
In their questions, like, there are questions like there somewhere was where someone was saying men should be more vulnerable, Sindio, because at the end of the day it's going to help us more than it would help the ladies, Sindio. Do you feel like if yes, I opened up more, if I showed like more weaknesses, Sindio, would you feel like it would be beneficial for you, or what do you think could work for you as a man?
Showing weaknesses.
Yeah, like if in us, no, like in general, like not, I think. Yeah, we're going to go there to who, Sindio. But like right now, Sindio, do we need to be more emotional? Do you understand? Like, not even in just being emotional. Do we need to feel things more?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Current times, uh-huh. we are faced with a lot of issues. And
yeah.
let's be honest.
Yeah.
The issues that we are facing, some of this we can't deal alone, man. We are not those warriors. We are not those men that were in the bushes and everything. And also, we don't know what they were going through. Also,
maybe
they didn't just get a chance to talk to people, maybe.
So we need to talk.
So we really need to talk.
Yeah.
To make us better.
Mm.
Then to who? That's what
yeah,
I'm waiting
I'm
for.
Yeah, coming there.
That's what uh-huh. I'm waiting for.
Yeah, true. I will second Kabisa Ju. Yeah, we need to show our emotions. Yeah, because below a vent, the pressure gets worse. You can't ignore you. Every day you wake up and realize nikungori nikumoto manze.
Yeah.
And then it's not like it's getting better, cause you know, like it's from primary school umingia, high school umenda, campus, and maybe you are even working for the guys who are working. In every level you have your own stresses and things you need to learn, adapt. And yeah, you need to show emotion. Sometimes you need to like be able to let someone else know. And
yeah, I'm not
yeah, bring, because we are social beings. I don't think I know a motherfucker who like, oh, forgive my language, Aki. Like, okay. I don't know a guy who like stand alone as an island and
yeah.
stay there for a minute. You can, for outer. Like, you can't be an island as a man.
And
yeah.
something is coming up, Cindy. In people saying men do not express emotions, how about men express, they just don't express them in the ways, Cindy? Men are going to express themselves in a way.
No.
True.
Yeah.
True. You know, the thing is, I think with modernity and the way we are growing as human beings, we are finding a way to even make the ladies understand. You get? Like, that's how someone will term as the evolution of men into this modern society. Because you look at our dads, akisema kitu ya ajali kenye mnafikiria, by the way. That is his order, mse. Like, nataka nini? Hata acha nisipa
nikitoka
example.
Kazi, maji.
Maji moto kwa bafu.
Yeah, yeah. Whether mkua na nini, hiyo nyumba.
Hata muna shawa, niko karae. Ni maji niyo, makuna shawa, bro.
Wait,
ni maji kwa karae.
Example, kuna shawa.
Ni maji niyo joke ni real. Honestly, you know how you like grow kwa family uko like AMC, unaweza toka mbali kwa fucking. Anyway, so we
need to talk, Cindy.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Cindy.
Yeah.
Now, you would agree.
The question, yeah.
Yeah, like genuinely I would, like sasa vitu zingine we can't manage without each other. And I believe like the only people who can understand are us as fellow men. We can make women understand and we can talk, but this has to be solved by men first. History, whether it's anything else, emotions and anything, this is an issue that we men need to talk about. We men. We men need to talk about.
Yeah.
Pun intended. Now, Susa, but I have one, like maybe the one thing I genuinely have an issue with is like, we can express emotions in so many different ways, but I think society wants like equal only in one way. You get it?
Yeah.
Like in a kupushed only one specific way to express yourself and to express your emotion. That one I don't agree with. I genuinely don't.
Yeah, yeah. That is a question I wanted to. There is something I don't. To, yeah. Yeah. It was like, I wanted to ask, with men, there is a one size fits all. Do you understand? If something works for Leki, it should work for Mark as a man. Sindio. If it just works for Mesh, I do not understand why you as a man, but no, like society is going to do that. Sindio, wewe mwenyewe kwaza, wa, mimi si cope na vitu wenye Mesh u cope. Sindio. Mesh atana vent rooftop ya kwao, akwe sawa, sindio.
No, like at especially if you watch modern films, understand like with modern films, such as the Kitambo, there was literally Kitambo ilikuwa tu like endo ulipua vitu or stuff like that. Yeah. The '80s were fun. By the way, kitakuwa movie Kitambo movies actually, the '80s. You just watch a guy ameboeka anaenda tu analipua kitu anaenda anachoma gari mse. But with modern film, like it's like they're pushing it to one way, like you can only express
yourself,
like,
in, yourself in one way.
And that's not okay.
And then I feel like there's a demand for it. Like, yeah, as a man, like, there's now a demand. It's moving from we want the best for men to men must have. Do you understand? It's no longer brought it out as mtu sikuze waileted na kama, oh, tunawasaidia. It's like we want you people to be okay. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And I feel like when it's packaged as a demand,
men will retaliate.
Yes, men will retaliate.
Wanaume wapendi kuambiwa.
Wafai kuambiwa kinyo nataka, sindio. So if it's still addressed as a want, a demand, then hata wana need. Wana nikama inanisaidia ni kitu we unataka.
Yeah.
Mi inanisaidia ni.
Mi sitaki kitu unataka.
Well, hii ni kitu
we unataka. Me want what I want.
Yes. And is there a general distrust of men? And has that contributed to our closed off behavior? Like, for example, Shoria atasema, men do not trust men. Sindio. So is kuna venye, has that contributed to men not feeling safe? I do not trust you, Mark.
Why would you, our host?
Yes.
You have something to say about that first.
Like, yeah, what do you think, say?
If the whole general distrust has been there. Yeah. It's there. Why you people?
We want to hear your views on this.
I feel like it has, in a way, Cindy, there's a general distrust for men. Cindy, I remember the reason why I asked this question is, one time, this is random, tulikuwa Kericho, so we had to stop and then I go and use the loo, and then this lady is talking, and then I have this thing where I just find myself connecting to strangers, so she starts opening up, she's like, oh, kuna dema lidungwa kisu mahali, and then she tells me, but bonake alikuwa, so atuwezi sema ni yeye, and then I'm like, why was there... Yes, what was that the first?
So, mbona lazima, like, bwana yake angekuwa.
Do you understand? I was like, and she was from work, so it was not even at home. She was working from work. So I was like, why did this lady think, kama bwana yake, if the husband was around, at least we'd start with suspecting him. So it, you could really disturb, but I went back, I was like, this does not sit well with me as a society, which means there's a general distrust for.
There's a negativity towards men.
Cindy.
Such that even us, the good men, us.
Wait, no, I will not advocate for you. The good men, Allah. I will not advocate for you, but anyway.
Us, the good men.
Yeah.
We're just trying to be nice. But because there's that generalized view of us men, unapata tunaitwa who ni player anga but honestly you're in a ruined character. I'm saying who is just having good intent. I can imagine now for a good man like me.
Yeah,
it like you're just trying to be nice and then you get slammed with, hey, don't trust men, these things. So every time you have to tell, you know, it gets boring and stuff.
So, like, with that story, Cindy, that other story is with the general distrust. With general your distrust, Cindy, I don't know in this story again. I have forgotten. Hey, you?
Yeah, general distrust. Because from a setup, setup of young guys, you just get into, like, live through campus, identify things you like into, even crowds, you like find yourself in different crowds here and then. And then eventually you realize, not Shoris, because generalizing it is wrong, but you find like there's a thing about sometimes Shoris feel like guys who did me dirty means that men are these creatures. Yeah, yeah. Men are trash, you know. Like, even the bar of expectation is also low. You get me? Like, ni sawa, niko hivyo. So it's like a chain of me proving to you, but at the same time, enjoying the benefits of that men are trash. So I'll still sell fantasies to them because I could like, yeah, maybe he'll change because it's also like not healthy for a setup where a guy and a shorty are relating because she's already put in a setup where maybe I'd make him a better man. Maybe he's a is that better man. He is already. So there's no need for the process and all that. So maybe the process can be counterproductive to the setup. Because, yeah, some of us are good guys, as Alana said. Yeah, like, you just want to leave. You want to be real. You want to, like, yeah. So, yeah, there's distrust.
Tell me that very well. Continue. I trust you people.
Obvious, by the way, any consensus, all of us here to make a statement, men are trash, men are dog. You're kidding, and you think personally, in a new thing. Because you're talking to me, like, trash is one, I'm
yes, to mecheka, lakini, man.
That's so casual. You know, at the end of the day, and then it's so normalized.
Kuna kwa casual aggression towards, like, all guys. Casual, too. Like, for real. Like, hata kuongele, so easy. Inakuanga so annoying that even if, for real, I have the best intentions, I just want to know you, see how things may go. Sindio?
Yeah.
That may be my intention. But, sir, where you come in with your perceived notion that wanaume wote, you are broken in... A while back, now you carry that beef with all men in the world and assume that all men are bad. I'm sorry, but no.
Kumbusha joke.
No.
Wajue ile joke ya, all men are bad, alafu mtu anakuambia, why did you try them all?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, ikali. By the way, inakuwa vituka hizo, personally is in a new thing, because I believe, like, every single person is different in their own way. When I meet you as a person, I don't care. Like, I'm coming to you from benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
If you have been good to me, miss my story now, eh? For example. Hata tupatane, for example, na aliki, tupatane tuko inji. Simku salimiana story, yanze, tukwa mabeshti, story ka izo.
But it's like, there's also a disconnect there because I don't believe you women also have met the worst women.
We have, but we don't generalize.
Munapatanga watu kunje, you are like, wah?
We don't generalize. In fact, trust me, some of us have every reason, and I mean every reason, I could generalize all women as.
Say.
But we don't. Because. Exactly. Like, you judge each person by their own merits, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
History, I could generalize in a new thing, by the way, personally. Eh.
Stereotypes you've had that you hate about men. Stereotypes about men, apart from the men are trash men. let me start you off. The one of men are liars. Men are going to lie. Yes.
Men can lie.
I have participated in perpetrating it in a while. Yes, that is a joke. I do that as a joke. Fear, the one for fear men. I also say fear women. What is... I use my lunch times for fearing women. That is why I never go for
when you're bending, like, yes. Kinama.
Kinama, I'm
fearing women. Yes. But honestly, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
There's only the one, this one inaingiana a kind of like your story. Men are trash, but it's different in a way.
Yeah,
I have had so many ladies wakisema men are just not good. They're just not good people. Mm. All of them, I've heard that. Not just by one. Like, they're just not good people. I have heard that time and time again. And I've actually not even just young women. Even the older generation advising young women on the same.
Yeah.
Like, I've had older women genuinely just tell young women, yo, wanaume si watu wazuri, mujue hivyo, mkienda uko nje, mujue wanaume si watu wazuri.
But we're not talking about kales kidogo.
No, see, kale, wote. I come, like, nimesikia
hata huko. I mean, was my size, sorry. I mean, not, oops. Unless just catching strays.
Uko, I have heard that stereotype, like, men are no good people. Yet, when I look around, like, I've seen great men. I've seen good men. I have seen men who are putting their, genuinely, they're putting their naitwaje hand to where their mouth is and providing, and not just providing, but being great men. I've seen great fathers. I have seen great husbands. I've seen great, genuinely great men. Sasa nikisikia huko nje, like, and the weirdly thing, nikisikia huko nje mademu akiambia ati men are not good people. Yo.
What do men do?
This is you, I love you. Like, there is a genuine disconnect from between real, like Kenya wanambo kuinje and reality. The man has someone like judge each person by their own merits.
Not that I'm bringing down the gender barrier, but you should relate with someone as a being, as someone. Like, you should give someone a chance. Missy Jui. Men care. So there's this thing about men not caring. Like, imagine Z. Sometimes you literally feel it. In the first instances of me knowing that I care, ni how I'd relate to my small sisters. Like, it's just not love.
Yeah.
I'll literally take a bullet for them. Like, yeah. You realize you care. You can give it all. So having a thought that men don't care, that's so wrong. Men can care. I've seen men caring. Even in setups that people don't expect. Ze flani mwenye kazi yake yani watchman and akona familia flani inateseka life, but he really cares. He's doing his uttermost best.
Yeah. We do not expect men to care.
One stereotype. He just wants your coochie boo. I just wanna get to know you.
No,
I just wanna chill. I wanna eat chips. I wanna watch the moon. I didn't.
You people should hear me. That's a joke.
But you get, yeah? You get.
Yeah, anyway, in that, do you feel like men are celebrated enough? Like, Nimerela is when you're in MSMA, you know, like, we are very good examples of men. That points my dad is wrong, Cindy. That day is that man comes through for me in ways. I don't feel we celebrate our. Especially our fathers. Because even the male friends I have, Cindy, those people will come through for me. There are things, nasema kila siku I cannot open up to my female friends, but I will tell Rono or Nani Akobi 100 times a day, Cindy. Now, what I love without even asking questions.
Yeah.
Simpler. Yeah, simpler. I know. I get you. I get you. I get you. I get you. So, yeah, we do not celebrate our male friends enough.
Which we should improve celebrating our bros, our dads, our grandpas, you know. Because in the old days, men were the prize. I don't know why we're losing. I don't know why we're losing our culture.
Yeah,
you have a compass for us.
We were the prize, man. You're losing.
You want us to go back to certain times, didn't you?
Let's give these women. If they want to be equal to us, let's give them a good competition that they should be equal to us. Everyone should be strong, competent,
like cut off.
Exactly. See, cut off. I'm against ladies. I'm encouraging them. If they want to be the same as us as they want, if they want us to be equal,
yeah,
let's do what men can do, and let them try what men can do. See, it's what a man can do, a woman can do better.
So yeah, that is the thing all the time. Yeah, unless you people have anything to add,
I just wanna say to the men out there. Keep winning, my
G's. No, wait. Before I finish, men will keep winning. Cindy, I believe, this is my opinion, the evidence of so many coaches for men, like you see Andrew Kibbe. I would not. Is it Andrew Kibbe?
He's not a coach.
Senet.
Andrew Kibbe.
Senet. Who is Senet? Miss Jessica about Senet.
Sen,
S-A-N-E. Like Sen in your mind, then T.
Yeah, okay, fine. These
guys are like, you'll enter into a place where, you know, unaongea na boys, unasikia ma boys wakiengage. They answer, like, it's just a setup like here. Like, like, we have questions, we have pointers and everything, and, like, engage.
Yeah.
Like, we get Max raw point of view, the words, the emotion, the examples.
Apart from this extremist kina Kibbe.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is what I was saying.
I think the communication to men,
yeah,
for those,
no, I'm like,
for those that, helpful, that, relevant
yeah.
podcasts,
yeah, we read
the communications about, yeah. to men is know your image, build your image. You should know first your image, you build your image, and also try to get to know ways of how you can express yourself when you're having a problem, when you're having this and this, and then most of them ata unapata zikona. Business ideas, saving ideas.
So they do not. They're not.
So
only
it's building the male.
Backward.
Yeah, it's not. It's not pulling the men down at you and be a usikueka fukusui nini nini. It's be
shaming,
more of be a, you know, rather than it's telling like, someone be a kafukusui. Why don't you give them direction to follow?
Another thing is with those things. I think there's a problem of once you've shamed someone, you do not give them space to be themselves. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like unasema making a mistake is bad. Yes, we'll make mistake na kusimp, sindio. But once you've shamed me for it, once you've shamed me, what is simping? Anyway, you have to simp because you're a partial Queen Jeffrey. But once you've shamed me into believing, once you've shamed me into thinking nini the worst, like whatever I've done is the worst, sindio, there's no room for me to learn anything from it. You understand? So I think we take learning experiences from people by shaming them for certain actions. Sindio. So that are human. Like if I love a chick, I'm going to check her out. See, Mr. Jua, Mrs. Jua, come on, I'm going to cheat. Sindio. So in shaming people, we take away from those learning journeys and everything, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, also, like, as one thing we should do as men, there are lessons we can take from older generations.
Yeah.
The way the older generations would carry themselves that genuinely we can take
nice,
something from.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we can. Like the way by the older generations, I don't know, maybe it's the ones I've interacted with, but they had a dedication to their family. Like Atakama, they were not the lovey dovey type, like you like, I love you, stuff like that. But how wangeji nyima, but familia ipate. Like the men would stay, like afadhali ya kai bila. But baby, no, Toto, what they have their own work on. They would always put their family first. They would take it not just as something to do, but a responsibility. That was it. Like, I believe they took responsibility far seriously. And they took family seriously to an extent where I would genuinely like to borrow some stuff from older generations, but we can also take some stuff away from them, like
vitu zingine
zikwazi na work
pia. We know what works.
We know what we can take some from old generations and we can incorporate some of our own. We can be better vocal communicators and stuff like that. That one we can genuinely do. But extremists wengine si kusikiza extremists wengine hapana, like
you're getting the jab.
Oh, it's your comedy show ka unapenda. That's just comedy.
Yeah. Certain.
Some.
But some, wa?
Apo apana, apo apana.
Hadi majiba, niyoga na majiba, hidi kila siku.
Juzi ya mekanda to Simone while having sex. Ah! Lakini bana bro, kuna watu na wana kakisha. Imekua drama.
So, that is all the time we had. Jui podcast penye inaenda, kidogo. Yeah, so.
Final thoughts, as night wa juu. As confusing as today's representation of masculinity is,
yeah,
I believe like with avenues such as these, and you know, we can still figure this shit out. As complicated as things are right now, kila kitu iko, we can still figure this shit out and build. Yeah, exactly. Like we can become better, such that even when we have our own kids, we will be at a better stance. Because I believe, Sisi, we are more in a transitional zone. Like our parents didn't talk at all, but our girls and the girls we're supposed to create families with expect us to be the best communicators at everything.
Yeah.
Yet we were not exactly taught at the best of levels. Mm. So I believe, Sisi, we are at a transitional zone, but we can genuinely work towards something even great, such that our kids tunaweza waambia, yo, this is being a man. I want to show you what the man is. And I believe that's something we can achieve.
Yeah. My parting shots. I'm a drop mic. My drop mic statement. Men, to the men out there, when you're mtanisikia, spread this word. Keep winning, man. Let's learn to uplift each other. Let's give each other a more positive direction. And let's be nice, man. Let's treat these women well.
Let's be nice, man.
Give them orgasms. Okay, anyway, let's do our best. Let's do our best as men to uplift. We become the masculine figure that is there. We're not checking. But now let's put it on more on successes. Let's put it more. Yeah, there's providence also up to this day. Let's put it more on providence. Let's put it on more on a good figure, a good image. So, to jinwane ka wanaume.
Man, yeah. Live more, love more. And yeah, just I've been nimekuwa on your video TikTok of late sana, like some lady doing a song. But thinking about it, yeah, even as men, we need to live more, we need to love more. There's a lot in the love you have for your bros, your friends, your sisters, your girlfriend. I'll insist the ones dating. So yeah, live more, love more. Yeah, peace.
Peace. I don't think I have parting shots. You guys are going to be hearing my voice more times than you want to hear, so that is enough.
Sauti nayo naweza choka nayo.